Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 on Prospect Street, broadcasting live in beautiful Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope your week has gone good. I've had a good week. The wife and I, as always, we pick out someplace different to eat every week. We decided to go yard selling again down the Delaware area, so that's where we went, and we found one. Well, I don't know. Two. Actually, two. We found two. One on Troy Road and one back in a housing development somewhere. But that's all we found in the supposedly community yard sales. But incidentally, Waldo's having their community yard sales on Saturday if it doesn't get rained out. There's a 37% chance to rain on Saturday. But hey, if you have a yard sale, send me an email, radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. Send me an email if you got a yard sale, and we'll pass it on to you. If not during the show, I'll put it up on my Facebook page. How's that? At Radio Nate. But anyways, so we tried a restaurant that I've never been to, but it's been there for a long time in Delaware, and that's the Scoreboard off of Troy Road. And I'm telling you what, we had excellent service and excellent food there at the Scoreboard. So I got a burger called the Scarlet and Gray Burger. It had barbecue sauce on it, all kinds of good stuff. Well, hey, maybe this is a yard sale here. Who knows? We'll go ahead and take a call. Hi, we're on the air. Well, nobody's there. Try back. If you'd like to give me a call, I'll take a call on just about anything. 740-383-9944. But the Scoreboard was a fantastic place, and we just had a great time and a good service down there at the Scoreboard. But anyways, Waldo is the place to be. If you want yard sales this weekend, so long as they don't cancel for the rain, but on Friday it's supposed to rain, of course, but Saturday, 30-some% chance, so we'll just see what happens. So that's my weekend, so I hope you all are doing good out there, and we're having a good time here at WWGH and having a great time. I want to say thanks to our supporter, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. If you get a chance, check out my website. It's out there, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And we're streaming online at the radio station website, too, at wwgh1071.com. That's wwgh1071.com. All right, today we have Memorial Day trivia for you. We have 10 questions or so, and then we have some overflow questions that are not Memorial Day trivia. So some of these are easy, some of them are medium. You know, we never throw anything real hard at you here on Offbeat News and Trivia because we want to make it easy for everyone. So we're giving away a $25 eBay gift card today. That's what the winner of today's drawing will receive. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner out of the stack, and we will find out. And we'll send out the sizzling summer giveaways next week for you. The winners that we drew the one week there. So we will take care of that. All right, let's do some trivia here and find out if we can get some callers in here at 740-383-9944. Going to hit you with some Memorial Day questions. And here we go with the first one. Where are the largest Memorial Day parades? Memorial Day is the unofficial start of what? Memorial Day is the unofficial start of what? Which flower is associated with Memorial Day? Which flower is associated with Memorial Day? At which cemetery was the first Memorial Day held? At which cemetery was the first Memorial Day held? Here's one everybody ought to know. Memorial Day is originally known as what? Memorial Day is originally known as what? 740-383-9944. We're giving away a eBay gift card. $25 eBay gift card. Hi, we're on the air.
Summer.
Summer is correct. The official start of summer. And are you glad for summer coming up?
Yes,
that's the bug. That means, is this Lucas?
Yes.
Well, Lucas, that means you're out of school, right?
Yep.
And that means you get to have fun. Now, do you have a pool so you can go swimming?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, you're going to have a great time this summer for sure. Do you have any plans for this weekend? Not sure? Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, okay, well, Lucas, I appreciate the phone call, and we'll get you signed up for a chance to win, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling. You have a good night now. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is my number. Which historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? Which historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? The Memorial Day weekend Rolling Thunder Bike Run is aimed at raising awareness of what? The Memorial Day weekend Rolling Thunder Bike Run is aimed at raising awareness of what? Hi, we're on the air. Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, I guess. You're looking for Decoration Day.
Right, looking for Decoration Day. That's correct.
Yep.
What do you have planned for Memorial Day, Bob?
I'm going to cook out
on the grill. Hamburgers and hot dogs, or what
are
you?
And bratwurst.
I was going to ask you about that because I absolutely love bratwurst. Those are fantastic.
Yep. Bratwurst, hamburgers, and hot dogs.
Man, that sounds like a good buffet to me. Now,
yeah,
what are you?
Some potato salad and beans.
Potato salad and beans. All right.
Yep.
Now, what are you having for tonight?
Eggs, fried potatoes, gravy, and toast.
Wow, so breakfast style tonight.
Yep, that's right.
Sounds good. All right,
yep.
Bob, we're coming to your house, buddy, so get ready for the whole crew.
Right, you come right by when you're home anyway.
Right, I come right by on my way home anyhow.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
Right. Okay, so, Bob.
All right, you have a nice one. You have a good Memorial weekend.
Hey, you too. All right, enjoy it, okay?
I want to try to.
Okay, all right, Bob.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yep.
4:26 the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, and we're having a good time taking phone calls today. Which is the first veterans organizations to sell poppies nationally? Which is the first veterans organization to sell poppies nationally? Hi, we're on the air.
Is the flower the carnation?
It is not the carnation, but that is what I thought it originally was, though. But what's your name? I'll put you in anyways.
Judy.
Judy, good to hear from you, Judy. I appreciate the phone call, and you have a good evening now, all right?
You too, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I thought for sure it was the carnation, and I read the answer online, and then I looked a couple of other places to make sure that this was actually the right answer, because I thought it was the carnation as well, as a matter of fact. Which sporting event has been held during the Memorial Day weekend? Which sporting event has been held during the Memorial Day weekend? And Memorial Day was originally to remember soldiers of what war? Memorial Day was originally to remember soldiers of what war? Hi, we're on the air.
Prisoners of war or soldiers missing in action?
Right. Yep, that is what the Rolling Thunder Bike Run is aimed at raising awareness to. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. You been up to anything in particular today?
No, Grandma came and visited, so I sat here and visited with Grandma.
Oh, visited with Grandma. Well, that's nice. That's a nice thing to do today. It was rainy in our neck of the woods. How about you?
Yeah, it just started raining about an hour ago.
Yeah, I guess that's good for the old gardens, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got half of mine planted, so it needed some water.
Oh, you got half of yours planted? What all you got planted?
I only got corn and, we got 5 rows of corn, and so it's not even half of the corn garden.
Oh, okay.
And 48 tomato plants, and then I got, six jalapeno plants planted.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have a long ways to go.
Are you doing any beans?
Yeah, I'm going to do green beans, and I got cantaloupe and watermelon, some banana peppers, bell peppers, cucumbers.
Wow.
Pumpkins. Got all that to put in.
Wow. Boy, hey, you get a nice crop of pumpkins, you can make yourself some money come fall time.
Oh, that's the kids' plan.
That's the kids' plan. Yeah, they could set up there and make some good money off of those. Those will be fun. Besides carving jack-o'-lanterns on your own.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Ashley. Well, I appreciate the phone call. You have a good evening now. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye bye. Alrighty, those are the Memorial Day trivia questions that I have written down here. So we'll start with those and see if we can get some of those answered as we start things off here on a Wednesday afternoon. Delighted to have you tuned in. My name is Nate Redmond, Offbeat News and Trivia, here from Air Chair 1 in beautiful Marion, Ohio. And feel free to light up my telephone at 740-383-9940. And I happen to have some offbeat fast facts for you, by the way. And here is the first one. Golf was the first sport to be played on the moon. Yes, golf, the first sport to be played on the moon. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it the Indianapolis 500?
Right, yes, the sporting event on Memorial Day. That's correct. Good answer.
This is Judy again.
All right, Judy, we got you in.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty, correct answer on that. Offbeat fast fact, the sun is actually white, but the Earth's atmosphere makes it appear yellow. These are from our friends at Snapple.com, by the way. You can look these up, and they have thousands, literally thousands of them. You can just spend all day on there. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, that would be the Irish flower.
Not the Irish flower. I'm looking for another one, though. But that's a good guess, but it's rather unusual. I had to look in two places to make sure I was right on that, though.
That's the only one I can think of.
Well, I thought it was a carnation, but no, it's a different one. But that's a good guess, Miss Becky, for sure.
Okay.
So how's your day going? Pretty good?
Going good. How about yours?
Going good on this rainy-ish Wednesday anyhow.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, you have a good Memorial Day weekend now, okay?
Yeah, Yeah, you too. You have a good day now, Nate.
Hey, you too. Thanks for calling. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, I want to tell you, send your yard sale announcement to my email, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com, or to contact@newsforce247.com. That's my email, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com, or to our friends at contact@newsforce247.com. We will get your info up on the newsforce247.com website or my website, which is radionate.webs.com, Swap Shop Classifieds, and we will pass the information to Glenn Coble for Swap Shop on WWGH 107.1 FM. All righty, so we'll take care of you and your yard sales. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
How are you, Ernie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good, good.
The flower you're looking for really is the peony, right?
The piney?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's really
peony.
Peony. Right. Yeah.
No, it's actually not that one.
Boy, the only two I know is the peony and the irises. They both bloom right now.
Oh,
so
yeah?
That's the only ones I've ever heard of.
Well, no, this one is something different. And like I said, I Googled it and looked it up in
I'll
a couple
darned.
Of books to make sure that I was right.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's an unusual one. And like I said earlier, I thought for certain it was the carnation.
Maybe it would be the flag that they put on all the graves.
Well, you know, you could decorate. Yeah,
right.
You decorate with the flag, with the American flag. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
Hey, I was going to ask you, when you call, do you happen to know what the percentage of the folks vaccinated is by any chance?
I think in Marion County, I think it's only like 32%.
32% Marion County.
Yeah, I think
County.
It's approaching... Well, 42% totally, but I think about 50% at least have their first one in Ohio.
In Ohio, 50%
right. Yeah.
Have their first one in Ohio.
Yeah, but those.
Do you happen to know Delaware right off the top of your head?
They're I don't know, 55% or something like that.
55% something like that in Delaware.
They're pretty high. Yeah.
Pretty high. Okay.
You know, it's unfortunately almost a political thing, you know.
Well, it kind of has turned into that way, hasn't it?
That's too bad. That's you ought to follow science and forget politics when it comes to your health.
Well, you know, when it comes right down, yeah, like you said, Ernie, I think it's one of the only ways that we're going to, you know, can get through the pandemic. I really don't know any other plan now. There really isn't another plan out there because we've tried the let it run its course, and that didn't that didn't work at all.
I think the Vaccimillion has helped a little bit, you know, and they've had a pretty good boost in people getting their first shot anyway. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens after the 5 weeks is up, to see what kind of boost Ohio gets for certain, won't it?
Be interesting. At I think 7:29 tonight we'll know the first winners.
Yeah, 7:29 tonight. We'll see. Maybe it'll be you, Ernie.
I'm hoping.
there you go.
You get some names out there, and people might start taking it more serious then, you know, that it's a real person.
Real person, get them out there, and show it who it is. Now, if you win, Ernie, you still got to call us, though.
I will,
You still check in.
Right. You know, but one out of a little over 100,000, boy, that's not really bad odds for a kid to get a...
The scholarship odds aren't bad at all. No.
Yeah.
For the kids, the scholarships, they got a pretty good chance of getting one for sure. Yeah.
I see your buddy David Rush did another one.
Oh, he sure did with ping pong balls.
Right. They're always mentioning now his buddy, Hollywood Hannon or something like that.
Yep, old Hollywood Hannon helps him out. Yep, he helped him out this time.
He might become as famous as David.
Yeah, I think so. He actually has a website out, but unfortunately he doesn't have a ticker that shows how many Guinness World Records he's at,
They keep saying over 150.
Yeah,
but I know there's been at least 10 or 15 since I heard that 150.
Yeah, it's gotta be coming up near 200 before too long.
Right.
We need a ticker to show exactly how many Guinness records we're at, for those of us that are curious,
keep
you know.
Keep a running count.
Right, exactly.
It's amazing, though. He's got to spend all of his time practicing, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so he's got to keep his edge for sure.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not, you know, I mean, they're simple things, but they're not simple when you want to set a record.
Right, exactly.
Some of those balancing things are pretty tough, though, that balances heavy stuff. And,
yeah.
You know,
the time
on his forehead
that he did,
or his
nose. The time that he did the bike. Do you remember that? Time he did the bike. I've got a picture of that, and I turned it into a little advertisement for my program.
Oh, yeah.
With him with the bike on bouncing off the top of his head. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Alrighty, good talking to you, Nate.
Hey, you too. You have a happy Memorial Day weekend, Ernie.
Thanks, you too.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Oh, I want to tell you, this is the first time I'm telling my my co-host here, Terry, first time I'm telling him, too, I will not be here next Wednesday because I will be on vacation. I'm taking a little Ohio trip. And so the wife and I will be, I forget where we'll be. We're taking a bunch of little day trips next week, so we're going to make our trek around the state. So that's what we're going to be doing next week. So we will, you'll be seeing some pop-up videos on my Facebook page. Incidentally, if you want to be friends with me on Facebook, you can just become friends with my regular site, which is Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Just look for me there, or just Radio Nate. I don't often put the regular videos on Radio Nate because it takes forever to download there. So I put them on my personal page, and I'd love to become friends with you on my personal page. Just look for me, Nate Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. All right. Maybe you can see what's on the plate or what's in the bag. You know, we'll show you some food. Hi, we're on the air.
Is the flower the gladiola?
It's not the gladiola. No. I'm sorry. That's not it. But that's a good guess, though. Thanks for guessing. All right. Do you know what it is, Terry? Terry doesn't know. All right. We'll see if we can get the flower by the end of the program. But we're getting some good guesses in here. But you're welcome to answer the any of the questions here. You don't have to answer that one. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. We'll sign you up for a chance to win a $25 gift card to eBay. Hey, you can have a lot of fun with that. Just get yourself all sorts of good stuff on eBay. Offbeat fast facts. Snakes can even see with their eyes closed. When a koala is born, it is about the size of a jelly bean. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate. Is the flower one a poppy?
It is a poppy. That is correct.
Awesome. You know what? Can you put in a second ticket or name or something for Lucas? He was really cute on the air.
Oh, for Lucas? Okay.
Yeah, instead of putting my name, just put Lucas's name.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate your call and good guess.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. A red poppy. Yes. You got to Google that and look it up in a trivia book or two, and that's what it tells you. Can you believe it? And yeah, that's the official flower for Memorial Day. Let me see here. Let me see if I can do this real quick on my phone here for you. And do this. What flower is associated with Memorial Day?
Here's a summary from history.com. They wear the symbolic red flower on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May, to commemorate the sacrifice of so many men and women who have given their lives fighting for their country.
There, I know that's a little tacky doing it on your phone there, but poppies, if you go to Google and type in what flowers associated with Memorial Day, poppies. Yes, indeed. Correct answer right there. 4:42 is the time, and we have more questions, by the way, than just that one, so feel free to answer one. Get your name in the drawing, and we will get you signed up for a chance to win. Offbeat Fast Facts, here's some more for you. Toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Yes, indeed, they actually do that for fun and to be competitive, yeah. A caterpillar has more muscles than a human. Yawns are contagious to dogs as well as humans. I believe that, because I've been around several dogs, and once one yawns, the other one yawns. Silly string was originally designed to be spray-on cast for broken bones. And an avocado is actually a large berry. There's your offbeat fast facts. You can find a bunch of those on our friends at Snapple.com, as in the drink. Yes, indeed, Snapple.com. Just click on their menu, and you can check those out for sure. I will hit you up with a couple more of these trivias in just a moment. But first of all, it's time for our offbeat news stack right here. An Illinois couple said they received an unusual surprise when their pregnant cow gave birth to triplets, beating incredible odds. Todd and Cynthia Colson of Amboy said they knew their cow Minnie was giving birth on the night of May 15th, but they decided to allow nature to take its course and went to bed. The couple said they were shocked when they went to visit Minnie the next morning and discovered she had given birth to 3 calves. Experts said there is only a 1 in 105,000 chance that a pregnant cow will have triplets, and Minnie's situation is even more unusual because all 3 calves survived. Several people that we've asked that have had cows forever their entire lives and they're in their 60s never saw a set of triplets, Cynthia Carlson told WTVO-TV. Also this, a pair of Idaho men successfully broke the Guinness World Record for fastest time to bounce ping pong balls into 5 cups after their 2 previous attempts were disqualified. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, teamed with frequent collaborator Jonathan Hollywood Hannon to take on the 2-person version of the record. Rush said he had attempted the same record 2 previous times, but they were disqualified when a slow-motion video of the attempts revealed the men had bounced new balls before the previous balls were all the way inside the cups, a requirement for the record. Rush and Hannon successfully broke the record with a time of 2.87 seconds. And our final one in this particular stack, an 11-year-old Florida girl earned a Guinness World Record for mental math when she solved a 12-digit multiplication problem without a calculator, pen, or paper. Sana Hiermath, who was diagnosed with autism at age 2, started showing an unusual aptitude for math when her parents started to homeschool her. We introduced the concept of multiplication to her for the very first time, and she was able to answer instantly, her mother said. The girl's father said she actually failed math before switching to homeschooling. Her pediatrician was impressed with the girl's math skills and led the parents to research whether their girl's gift could be a Guinness World Record. It was. She solved the 12-digit multiplication problem. In just a second, more trivia. First of all, I want to tell you, send your yard sale announcements to our buddies at contact@newsforce247.com. That's contact@newsforce247.com. We'll get your info up on the website there, and Swap Shop Classifies, and we'll pass the information on to our own Glenn Coble for Swap Shop right here on WWGH 107.1. Okay. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, that would be the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
All right.
Where they place the wreath.
Yeah, where they place the wreath. Correct. All right. And this Miss Becky?
Yes, it is.
All right, Miss Becky. Good to hear from you again.
And okay.
All right. I'll get you in, all right?
Okay. Thank you, Nate.
Hey, thanks for the call back.
Have a good day now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
4:47 the time. Let's see what trivia questions we have left here. Where are the longest Memorial Day parades held? What is one of the cities that you can tell me? Where are the largest Memorial Day parades held? Which historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? Which historical monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1922? Which is the first veterans organizations to sell poppies nationally? Which is the first veterans organizations to sell poppies nationally? And Memorial Day was originally to remember soldiers of what war? Memorial Day was originally to remember soldiers of what war? And those are the questions that we have left. I've got a few more here that are non-Memorial Day, but I'll give you a couple seconds to see if anybody wants to call and answer those Memorial Day questions. And I hope you have some plans for Monday, and maybe you have some cookout plans, like our friend Bob, who is having hamburgers, hot dogs, and bratwurst. Man, I'll tell you, bratwurst is a good thing on the grill, but it is a pain to try to get done sometimes. Those things are so thick, you have to keep turning them and turning them to get those bratwursts done. But we have about 6 minutes until we do our drawing and find out who's going to be the big winner of this $25 eBay gift card. That's what we're giving away for today. It is May the 26th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. I've got some interesting information on that coming up straight ahead in just a moment. Hi, we're on the air.
Was it the Civil War?
Yes, it is the Civil War. That's what Memorial Day was originally to remember by. How are you today?
Oh, I'm holding in there. How about you?
I'm doing good. And Ralph, it's good to hear from you today, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, you were talking about yard sales or whatever.
Yeah, yard sales, yeah.
The Fair Park Church here is having a man sale, and it starts tomorrow through Saturday.
Thursday through Saturday. Do you know the hours or just probably during the day?
It usually starts about 9 to 5, something like
9
that.
9 to 5, and that's Fair Park
Church.
Fair Park Church.
That's on Bermuda Drive.
Bermuda Drive. Okay. All right. And it's a man sale, so they got all kinds of tools and stuff?
I would probably say usually when they have them, they have a good one.
All right.
But they advertised on the sign out front, the whatever you call the electronic sign.
Uh-huh.
It's
okay.
A man's garage sale.
Okay, all right. Very good. Well, we will pass that on to the powers that be and get some advertising done for that.
Yeah, that's what gets me. They have them over here and stuff, but nobody really knows about this. I try to tell people, you know.
Yeah.
About Glenn and everything when he's on, but don't seem to, you know, they have a lot of them, and then people have anybody show up and they wonder why.
Yeah, well, you know, word of mouth is the best way to do it, and if you can get it on the radio, that's even better.
Yeah, that's usually what I try to do. If I go around, like, tomorrow or something, I see all these signs going to happen Friday or Saturday, I usually call and tell Glenn.
Call and tell Glenn, that's for sure. He,
all right,
he'd appreciate
buddy. Better get out of here. We're getting close.
Okay, Ralph, thanks.
Hey, have a super vacation out there.
All right, I will. You have a great Memorial Day, okay?
You too now. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, there you go. A man's garage sale, tools, etc. Fair Park Church on Bermuda Drive. Easy for me to say. Thursday through Saturday, about 9 to 5. So there we go. We'll get that to our buddies there at News Force, and they'll take care of getting that some time. And we'll leave that for Glenn, too. And he can get that on Swap Shop tomorrow from about 12:15 to 1 o'clock. All right, sounds good. 3 minutes left until we do our big-time drawing for $25 a eBay gift card. Right now, it's time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1868, U.S. President Andrew Johnson was acquitted by one vote of all charges in his impeachment trial. 1896, the Dow Jones Industrial Average appeared for the first time in the Wall Street Journal. 1896 as well, the last Tsar of Russia, Nicholas II, was crowned. 1908, in Persia, the first oil strike was made in the Middle East. 1913, Actors Equity Association was organized in New York City. 1938, the House Committee on Un-American Activities began its work of searching for subversives in the United States. 1946, a patent was filed in the United States for an H-bomb. 1948, the U.S. Congress passed Public Law 557, which permanently established the Civil Air Patrol as the auxiliary of the new U.S. Air Force. That was in 1948. And in 1956, the first trailer bank opened for business in Locust Grove, Long Island, New York. The 46-foot-long trailer took in $100,000 in deposits in its first day. There you go. Now you're up to date and you feel like you've been educated there on this May the 26th, on this day in history. Well, we are just seconds away from doing our drawing. It's time to do all of our thank yous. Thank you to everybody that called in today. I want to say thank you to Lucas. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate you all for calling in to the program today. And it's time to find out who we're going to have as our winner. Zach Fuller, our weatherman, is going to find out who our winner is going to be. The winner today is Judy. Judy, congratulations. And I think if this is Judy C., I have your address. But if this is not, I'm not sure which Judy this is. So, Judy, to be on the safe side, as soon as the show is over, give me a call and I will verify your address to make sure I've got the right Judy. I'd hate to send this $25 gift card to the wrong Judy. So, as soon as the show gets over here at 5 o'clock, just give me a call, 740-383-9944. You know the number. And I will get your address written down. We have enough time to do our Ladies' Corner. And today I even have a patriotic recipe, believe it or not. It's taco salad American flag dip. And to understand exactly what this looks like, you have to go to my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook and search it. And it does. With the tomatoes and everything, the way it's laid out, and the olives for the stars, it looks like an American flag. Taco salad American flag dip. Takes about 30 minutes prep, 45 minutes to cook. Surprise all the guests at the party with this tasty taco salad American flag dip. Perfect for Memorial Day or even July the 4th. This taco salad American flag dip can be served with tortilla chips or cut assorted mini sweet peppers. Here is what you need. 1 pound lean ground beef. 1 package of seasoning mix. 1 package of cream cheese softened. 1 container, 8 ounces, of sour cream. 1/3 cup of thick and chunky medium salsa, 1 package of cheddar cheese, 1 package of shredded iceberg lettuce, 1 can sliced black olives drained, and 1 cup of cherry tomatoes halved. Here's how to make it. Cook your meat with taco seasoning mix as directed on the package. Cool slightly. Mix cream cheese, sour cream, and salsa until blended. Spread on the bottom of 13 by 9 inch dish. Top evenly with layers of meat mixture, 1 cup shredded cheese and lettuce. Arrange olive slices on top left corner of dip to resemble stars on the U.S. flag. Add rows of tomatoes and remaining cheese for the stripes. Refrigerate 30 minutes. Find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and you can find that there. You can copy that off, and you can see the picture as well. Well, it's been fun being with you. As a reminder, I will not be here next week. The wife and I are going on an Ohio vacation, meaning we're doing little day trips. Some of the places we're going, the Allen County Museum, which is in Lima. That's pretty cool if you've never been to the Allen County Museum. It's a $5 donation, but they don't even make you pay that if you can't afford it. It's just a donation. They'll let you in for free. And they've got just... it's a museum that will interest everybody. You'll just be walking along, and all of a sudden, there's a display of old telephones. Then there's a display that might interest somebody that's into mechanics. And then there's a humongous locomotive that they have inside there. And just all kinds of cool stuff. So the Allen County Museum, I highly recommend. So we're doing that one day. And we're just doing just a bunch of different things. I'll tell you what all we do when we get back. Let's see here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, you have my address.
Okay, this is Judy C. then, right?
Right.
Okay.
What was the name of that restaurant you said you and your wife went to?
Oh, down in Delaware. Now I'm going to now I'm going to forget. Hang on, I got to look it up real quick. And I'll tell you real quick here. I will look it up for you. And tell you which restaurant that was. The Scoreboard. And it's
Scoreboard.
The Scoreboard. And
Scoreboard.
Yeah, the Scoreboard. Yep. And if you know where the hospital is.
Yes.
It's right in the plaza, right across from the Grady Hospital.
Oh, okay.
And you can find that there. Oh, you got to try it. It is really good stuff.
Okay.
It's worth the trip down.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And congratulations again to our winner, Judy. Can't believe I forgot the Scoreboard. My goodness gracious, I'll tell you, my memory is something else. Okay, it's time for me to get out of here, where they keep me every week. You know, during the week, they keep me in Waldo. They let me out just long enough to do this radio show and to go on vacation next week. So I will not be here next week. We have a rerun, unless I can talk somebody into guesting for me, which that would be kind of fun if I can talk a guest host in here, so... All right, until next time we talk together, have a great Memorial Day. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 on Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio. We're here Wednesdays 4:15 to 5 o'clock, offbeat news and trivia. I'll talk to you later.
I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows.